case was, oh, I was in Jersey City, and I was going with this girl, and, what's her name now? I think it's her name. Oh boy, the names, I forgot them. But anyhow,
it's okay, honey.
That was who I met, Lily. We all would go to the, go to Coney Island, lay out on the beach, you know, do a little business on the beach.
Did anyone ever bother you? Were you out?
No, never bothered. It was that time of night. No, people didn't bother you like they do now. See, and you'd go out there and make love. Oh, you'd have a ball out there. And my girlfriend, Ruth and Amy and Alice and Jackie.
What year?
Jackie and Amy. Oh, well, that was 1930-31. All this happened in 1930-31. We'd go up to Coney Island. In fact, during that time, I was dancing
right
up there in the sideshow, see? And we'd go up there. After we get through, we'd go out on the beach, you know.
Karen.
Under the boardwalk, we'd have a ball. See, nobody paid you any attention, not like they do now. You can't even walk the street now if somebody don't do it. Unless you do something.
I don't know if you... I just want you to talk a little bit about something that's very painful, but...
What?
When you were a little girl, you know, and you were living with your uncle, when he raped you.
Oh, that? Well, I remember when I came here from Winston-Salem. I was on the... My aunt brought me on the, what do you call it? On
train?
The train. And when I seen this man, I didn't like him. He looked funny. It turned out that he was a minister. And he found out I could sing a little, and he'd carry me all around in different places to sing. And I'd sing people out the window, throw quarters and nickels and dimes down on the ground. Then he would go and he'd pick them up, come back home. Yeah, I had to set up a box, this big thing made into where you put the Bible on, you know, where you put the Bible on, read from the Bible. So a lot of people that I met then, see, so he sent me to school, but I didn't sleep in no bed, I had to sleep in the closet.
So in what?
Closet outside. It was a closet. Like that closet, mm-hmm. Like that was the outside.
Why did you sleep in the closet?
There was enough room or something. He didn't want me there anyhow, see? So made a pallet in the closet. And being small, I could easily sleep there, see? So then, I had a lot of little friends there. We went to school, and there's mostly white kids in this school, you know. And when I was home, when I was in Winston-Salem, it was mostly white kids. So, and we got along nicely. And so when I come here, I was all right with the white kids, because I knew I was used to them.
Tell us what he did that time. Why did you leave home?
Huh?
He told us. Just talk a little bit about your rape.
About what?
Your rape. You know what you're talking about?
Oh. I don't remember too much about it, but my aunt went out, went somewhere. Anyhow, I know he tried. He threw me down on her bed, see? And him and his, and I was, to tell me to holler, he choked me. And he beat my mouth.
How old were you, Mary?
Must have been about 8 years old, see? That's the time they get you, see? And he kept on with his penis trying to put it in me, and I'm hollering and screaming and carrying on. So he stopped. And then a couple of days later, he started again, told me if I tell my aunt, he'd kill me. So I didn't say nothing. In the meantime, I had a fuss in school with a white girl. I don't know how it was. I hit her or did something to her. And the principal sent for my aunt to come to school. And the kid said that I'd cut her. I didn't cut her. I don't remember cutting her, but she said it, so. And she called me names, and I just smacked her, pushed her around, see. So, the next day, I disappeared.
Right, you told that story, right? How you went to New Jersey. And
huh?
That's the day you went to New Jersey?
Yeah. That was that.
Yeah. But you knew that he was, didn't you tell me he tied you to the bed at one point? Mm-hmm.
He pinned, you know, how you take a person and pin him down on the bed and put the arms up around it like that, see. But I kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked and carried on. I don't know whether I raised so much hell that he wouldn't want the people outside. See, we was in a big court, 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 and all the people that had apartments, the windows were open onto this big court, see. And he lived in the basement, see. So naturally, he didn't want people to know too much.
So at 8 years old, you decided you couldn't live with him anymore?
I was going to run away, that's all. So after, and I would have, then I succeeded in going.
I know you did.
See, so that was the end. And down there, now wait a minute, I'm trying to think, was they and the kid to Rockefellers or what? Who was the woman that had the art gallery down on 8th Street?
Oh, I don't know, you've asked me this before, I don't remember, but I know. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it. I know you've on other tapes, but so from 8 years old on, you were on your own, right?
Might as well say, yeah.
And you knew you were a woman, right? And it never dawned on you to think about getting married. You knew from that, did it?
I never liked men after him. I didn't think I'd want to trust any. And then when I went to lived in this other place, I seen how the men treated the women, and young the other women and all like that, and I didn't like it.
So you knew that you would be taking care of yourself for the rest of your life, didn't you?
I tried to.
It never scared you.
Never bothered. I had a little white boy try to get on top of me, but I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Take it away. I didn't like it. Just didn't like it. That's all.
And you knew you were a woman, right? You never doubted that you were a woman?
Yeah, I knew I was a woman.
All the time.
But I never paid it much attention, see. I liked the girls, liked the kids we played with, you know. I'd hug them and kiss them. Have a good time.
You didn't like how you saw other women being treated around you?
I seen too much of it. Till this day, I don't care for it. There's too many women, men that treat the women so badly, see.
How would you like a woman to be treated? How do you think a woman should be treated by the society?
What do you mean society?
I mean, how should a woman be seen? Do you think a woman... Many people say that women are not the equal of men.
What do you mean, not equal?
You know, there are people who think, well, women don't have as much brains as men. They should be treated different. How do you feel about that?
Now, I think they're liars, because women's got more brains than men. Men wouldn't be if it wasn't for a woman.
Did you always...
Even Christ himself. The woman had to bring him here, didn't you? Okay. Well, the woman is should be more greater than the man. He's just a little stronger, that's all.
I I always just think it was such a brave thing when you knew you had no money except what you would work for.
And I worked all the time. That's how I could get money, because I worked. I'd go from this family to the other family. And I know the first family I went to, the second, third, fourth, I know them all.
And you never asked anybody to take care of you?
No. Mm-mm. Because I worked, I took care of myself. See, I went to school. Then I went to school at night sometime. Sure.
And you took care of the women? Mm-hmm. How did you and Lillian work out money? Lillian worked and you worked too, right?
We put our money together. See, I bring her my little money and I give it to her. She was mommy, I give it to her. See?
She was mommy and you were daddy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
Did you ever want to be mommy?
What a damn fool question you asked. Well, I know you work up to something else after a while, and I'll tell you to go to hell.
It never entered your mind, huh? To go both ways.
I never paid it any much attention. That's right, I never paid it much attention. Because, let me see. Now the girls used to holler about, they're the studs, they're the studs, they're the studs. That means the men. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all right, be a stud. Mira and I had the same argument. See, she said, I couldn't drop my belt. That's what damn belt you're wearing. Well, she says, I'm gonna top a woman. I'm going to always do it. That's all right. Pleasure's yours. Go ahead and top them. As long as I get what I want, I don't give a top or bottom. I got it. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, you have more fun.
You didn't call yourself a stud.
I don't know. Women call me that. I call myself nothing. I just like to feel the women, the pusses and things. No, hell, I didn't give a darn. What was I going to worry about? It was all right with me.
Were you ever attracted to the women who called themselves studs? Did you ever fall in love with a woman who called herself that?
No, I ain't never fell in love. I don't think I loved but one woman. I'm very funny. I don't think I loved but one woman. And I don't know whether I loved her. That was, no, I don't know.
What do you say, what does love mean to you, Mabel? How would you define, what do you mean by being in love?
Well, I tell you. That is one question that very few people can answer. Because when you look at it, Rose asked me that same question about 3 months ago. She says to me, you love Estelle. I said, go and drop there. I don't love nobody. She said, oh, yes, you do. Well, maybe I don't know what love is. See, maybe I don't know. But for me, what love meant is you're with somebody, you love to be in their company, you like to kiss them and hug them and anything, whatever you want to do to them, with them, that's that.
You ever felt that way about women? About some women?
No, I could have tried it once. And something happened. And I never tried it again.
You didn't feel that way with Lillian, I guess?
No. No, Lillian pulled a fast one on me.
For 40 years she pulled a fast
one? She told on me. I never bothered with her no more. Never bothered with no other woman. See? Never wanted nobody else. See, the minute I lose faith in you, I forget you.
What did you do with your sexual desire, Maggie?
I didn't have so many of them. I didn't have too many of them. I was just cool. It's nobody's business. Oh, of course. I went to bed with a couple of them. But
I mean, after you stopped, what did you do with your feelings? Because you have feelings.
I didn't have too many because I didn't get myself to that pitch. You know? If I found myself, I was funny. If I found myself getting passionate desire for somebody, I quick would start praying to get it off. See, I didn't want it because I may become a slave to that person. And I didn't want that. See, I want to be independent of everybody. I don't care who, man, woman, chicken, or child. So that's what made me stop. And that helps you out, you know. That helps you around many a bend. See? Because if you're going to start, if you are going to start getting a passionate desire for somebody, you got to watch yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to get in trouble.
But you've had sex with women, right? I mean, you've had sex before, clearly. Women,
yes.
With women.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't miss it?
Hmm?
When you stopped, you didn't miss it all those years?
No, those things go from you gradually. They don't stop just like that. They ease on off, see?
But you're still capable of having sex
if you wanted to. But I solid throw it off, too. Well, I'm famous for that. I know all the answers.
Mm-hmm. And you never feel lonely?
No. No. Mm-mm. No. And there is very seldom I see anybody that I have a desire for. But then I get it out real fast. Get away from them. I don't hold on to them.
You run.
Yeah, I get away from them fast. Because it's trouble. When you start having a desire for somebody, that's going to be the somebody that's got somebody. And you're going to get in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble or you're going to get hurt?
Hmm?
Which bothers you more, getting in trouble or getting hurt?
Getting into trouble. Because I ain't going, if I stay out of trouble, I ain't going to be hurt. See? I remember the first time I seen Estelle. I said, now this woman's going, I've got to get rid of this woman right away. I said, up here. So she looked at me and I looked at her. I looked up in the ceiling. We went somewhere. And she carried me in the car. We went out to dinner. And I said to myself, now this woman is gonna make me wish I wasn't alive. I've got to stop thinking about her.
Why couldn't she make you wish you were alive? Why do you say
no, I didn't want it.
Because it would be too painful.
I didn't want that, see? Because if I found it out, I'd stop seeing her. See, you can't mess up with your feelings like that. That
means to protect
careful.
Yourself.
Yes, you got to protect yourself at all times. Whether they go with women, whether they're gay or I'm gay, you can't do that, see? Because, all right, suppose, for instance, that you see somebody and you want them. If you see them the first time, you think you want them, you come, rest assured you're going to have it again, see? If you don't fight that first one, you're going to have it again and again and again. And that's no good.
But Mabel, there's so much beauty in loving it.
Oh, well, maybe it is. But yes, but it's got to be on both sides. It can't be a one-handed thing. See? But I know we got in the car sometime. So she says, what are you thinking about? Well, what do you think I'm thinking about? Well, I can snap you up like hell. See, that's what do you think I'm thinking about? She said, I know I'm asking you. That's what I was just thinking about, the scenery. She said, you're a liar. I said, now this woman's getting too bad for her britches. I says to myself up here, she's getting too bad for her britches. I said, really though, I wasn't thinking about it, I was just thinking about the weather. And I can change it and cut it off so quick. It isn't funny, because I've taught myself how to do that.
But you, I just think, but you had a full life. You
oh, yeah.
You had a full life, you didn't,
yeah.
And you were with women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't.
If I wanted to go to bed with him, okay, I went. If I didn't want, I wouldn't do it.
No woman made you burn with passion, Mabel?
Not much as that, because I fought against all that. See? That's something. That's some, if you don't fight, that's why these men are going around and women going around and shooting each other. See what I mean? They let the passion run away with them. I ain't let nothing no control me. See, I'm going to be master of my faith.
Yes.
And capture of my soul.
And captain of my soul. But you had fun, Mabel. I mean, you had.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't live like a zombie. You didn't live without feelings.
No, I didn't live no zombie. No, by no means. But I was taught what to do, and I was taught by a man.
Mm-hmm.
See? I'll never forget him.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a story you don't hear. Now that's a story you don't hear. So when you move face up like that, so forget it.
Yeah. He was taught you how to make love to a woman?
No.
The tape isn't on anymore anyway.
You better take it off. No. There was three women mixed up with me the time this man stepped in. And he's the one that told me that you will always love women.
How old were you?
Oh, I guess I was about 22, say like that. He says, because, he says, I'll always admire you for it. He says, be true to your own faith.
Yeah.
I never forgot it. That was during World War I that I met him. His name was Victor Terry. He was from Chicago.
Was
he
gay
must
or
been
straight?
I don't know. He was an army. I think that I don't know. And I told him one night we were sitting at the table eating. I looked at him. He was a type of man, I don't know who where he come from, whether he was a devil or an angel. It's a wonder that he said he would never take advantage of me. You see, he says, that I'll never do, because I'm too fond of you. So we were sitting at the table talking. And I looked at him, I says, my God, this man is a married man. To myself, I says, Victor? He says, yes. I says, you are married. He stopped and looked at me. He said, why'd you say that? I said, because I see it. I see somebody by your side, and it's a woman. I said, you are married. He says, yes, I am. He says, but I don't. He said, that's why I will protect you. I says, thank you. When he went away, I never seen him again. Now, he could have ruined my life completely. See?
Were you attracted to him?
That's right. I was too attracted to him. He knew it, I knew it. I was just old enough to know all those things. See, I've been through so much and know just the whole thing of it. And I never talk about it.
Do you regret that he went away?
Hmm?
Do you regret that he went away?
No. Because he told me to take, he says, you will, he says, I know you're attracted to women. He says, because Viola, his girlfriend named Viola. And he and I would go out and we'd have fun together, you know. And a real man, if he's been all through life a lot, sense those things, see. Viola used to come over there, and he'd bring fruit and stuff when he'd come in, and we'd have a party, we'd talk. Oh, we'd talk about nothing but the war and different things like that, see. And, Viola, she had a girlfriend, she had a boyfriend, and she lived a couple of blocks from where I lived at.
Mabel, what were you doing during the war? What work did you do? What were you doing then?
What was I doing then? What I'm doing now.
What?
Well,
you were 22. You were cook.
I cooked, and I cleaned the house, mm-hmm. and took care of children.
Okay.
See? That's all my entire life. See? And it's something that somebody or something has always protected me. It kept me straight. And I said it was my mother. Yeah, I said it was my mommy that kept me straight.
You mean, no, you don't mean straight, straight. You mean, because straight is another word for not being gay. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Right? You mean sort of kept you safe?
Yeah, it kept me safe from men. Men bother me. Everybody, everywhere I worked at, some man would feel my pussy. I'd have to leave that job. I don't know where the hell they get that at, putting their hands up under your dress. And I hated them worse, because every time I looked, there was a hand up under the dress.
They just take it as it's their right. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They act as if it's their right to do that.
Oh, why do they do it?
Mabel, that's what women are trying to find out.
They... Look, oh my God, where's the dog?
That's all right. Denver's in the bedroom.
Where's Denver?
In the bedroom. It's all right. She'll come out.
Libby, would you stop going in there shaking your tail after Denver?
Should we stop? Let's stop.
And... So I got along nicely, though. I really have got along nice. Come here, sweetie. Come
still
over here.
Working. You're 80 years old and you are still working.
Yeah.
You take mm-hmm. care of Aura, right? Tell mm-hmm. would you just describe your job, what you mm-hmm. do a little bit. Just talk about what you do a little bit now. At 80
oh,
years
now
old,
go in and eat my breakfast and give Aura bath.
And Aura was in drive. The life too, right? She's
oh
now,
yes,
she's
good Lord, yes, yes. And she was Rose's girlfriend. See?
So you still take
and
care of
so
her?
So I take, wash and give her a bath. And after I give her a bath, then I do the bathroom and wipe up her bedroom. And then, That's all that one want to do.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, and then what? And
so then the kitchen, sort of the living room, wipe the tables, things off, and that's all. And then get ready to come home.
And how long, Rose and Aura, who they've known each other, how many years?
Oh, good God, that goes way back.
So people really stay together, lesbians stay together?
Yeah, they stay together, yeah. I stay together. The rest of them, Rose has had 4 or 5.
But I mean the circle.
Yeah, all the circle. Yeah, yeah. Stay in touch with each other.
Who's your oldest friend, Mabel? How far back in the life, your oldest friend?
Oh, the oldest one I have now, her name is Mabel Clark. Now these come in from 1932.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel Clark.
So 15
and,
years almost they go back.
And the Doja and what's the other I can't think of it now. I sent her a card the other day. And then Rose and all of
you. How long have you known Rose?
I've known Rose about 40 or 45 years.
And you've always been pals?
Yeah, we've always been pals.
Do you have any regrets?
No, why should I? I don't have no regrets. I have nothing to regret about. The only thing I regret now is need a little bit more money so I can